On behalf of our class, I welcome our friends and families and thank you for joining our class and faculty to celebrate graduation today. Before reflecting on the many ways that this program has challenged and grown our class, I want to mention a few things that were not Augustine College's objective. We didn't take a survey of art so that we could identify it by era or memorize names and dates in the history of science. We haven't simply learned about the various approaches of knowledge. Our professors didn't try to equip us only to talk about different philosophies. The purpose of our 8 months at Augustine College was not these things, because talking about philosophies does not necessarily lead us to see the truth of things. Learning approaches to knowledge does not teach us how to think well. Seeing art in terms of titles and eras alone completely ignores art's potential for communicating reality to us. In the past, many of us have viewed history in a very detached way from our lives and our culture today. C.S. Lewis, however, emphasized our need for, I quote, intimate knowledge of the past. Not that the past has any magic about it, he said, but because we cannot study the future and yet need something to set against the present, to remind us that the basic assumptions have been quite different in different periods. Lewis goes on to say that to some extent, the scholar is, I quote, immune from the great cataract of nonsense of his own age, because he has lived in many times. Our class would certainly not claim to have attained intimate knowledge of the past, but I do believe we've grown to see its value in humbling, balancing, and informing us as we evaluate beliefs today in our culture, church, and especially our own lives. Or maybe C.S. Lewis wasn't original. In Deuteronomy, God tells the children of Israel over and over again to remember. Don't forget that I delivered you from the bondage in Egypt. Don't forget that I led you across the Red Sea. Don't forget that I provided food for you every day in the wilderness. Don't forget that I humbled you to test what was in your heart. Don't forget that I gave you a peaceful, fruitful land as a gift that you did not deserve. Today, as Christians, we have the privilege and the responsibility to remember by studying not only the stories of the Bible, but also the development of our Western culture. We can learn from those who are faithful to Christ, the moral consequences to those who are not, and God's sovereignty throughout the entire meta-story, as Dr. Blato calls it. But if some of the Israelites were like me, I imagine they didn't care to remember certain things. They looked back at the sons of Korah who were swallowed into the earth for their disobedience and didn't want to forget, want to remember that. Why remember it? They weren't disobedient like those rebels in the wilderness. I look back at our church's history in the Middle Ages and other times and wish to forget certain things, like the corruption and the frequent blindness to the scriptures. I look back to John Stuart Mill and don't want to see utilitarianism as a part of my Western tradition. I look back at Enlightenment thinkers and don't want to imagine that my thinking has been shaped by their confidence in the power of rationalism alone. But the value of studying the history of Western thought and culture, as we've begun to do in the Augustine program, is not only to broaden our understanding of current issues, as C.S. Lewis suggests. Paul continues the Old Testament command to remember the past because of how it can teach us. In 1 Corinthians, he recalls the stories of the Israelites in the wilderness and warns the church, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. Studying at Augustine College has helped me see some of the ways that my thinking is not faithful to what is true, that I wasn't thinking in a Christian way like I assumed I was. We're called to remember even the things we dislike or problems that we think we're beyond today, because it confronts the arrogance of our own beliefs that blinds us from seeing the truth. Our class didn't particularly enjoy learning about certain events in church history, but blindness to clear commands in the Bible is not just a problem for the Israelites, the early church, or the Middle Ages. It's also an issue in my own life. It's easy for us to criticize utilitarianism until I see how some of its ideals have crept into my own thinking. We have no trouble identifying some of the downfalls of the Enlightenment, but it's more difficult to admit how I've embraced an improper hope in the power of reason alone to defend my Christian arguments. Let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. This journey at Augustine of exploring our history and asking hard questions has given us a deeper understanding of our culture and has challenged our thinking as Christians. Yet in our final trivium discussion, our class agreed that each step of this journey has not led us to conclusions of simple answers to complex questions. Instead, Augustine College has given us a Christian framework that compels us to continue seeking the truth. We leave viewing philosophy, art, science, and scripture in a very different way from 8 months ago. Our professors here at Augustine did not aim to make us like history in itself. Dr. Tingley's goal through 2,670 art slides, from ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics to Renaissance paintings to postmodern architecture, was not to give us a familiarity of or love for art, although his passion is very infectious, but to lead us to recognize art as a tool for life, for living well. On one hand, completion of the program is very exciting. But in many ways, finishing these intense months of reading, writing, thinking, discussing is only a beginning or continuation of asking questions and seeking to live in right relation to God's truth, goodness, and beauty. The more that we as the church are the body of Christ, the more we will see the world as Christ does. Our professors here have not equipped us to engage the culture by using truth, because truth is a person, not a tool in our hand. We are not users of the truth, only his followers. Augustine College has motivated us to engage the culture by treating people as people, not just as holders of views. Our seeking and growing have not come to an end by God's grace, but something else is coming to an end. Today, our Augustine community is parting ways. We have truly experienced being a part of the body of Christ here in the love, fellowship, diversity and encouragement of the class God brought together for this year. As the largest class thus far, our backgrounds are different, our reasons for coming here are very different, our future plans are different, and our personalities, strengths, and weaknesses are very different. Yet we've become close, not only because of the challenges we face together or the memorable moments we've enjoyed as a class, but because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. We've been built up through godly examples. We've been given opportunities to accept grace and grant forgiveness. We've laughed and rejoiced together. The college has facilitated many wonderful events together, besides class, that is, like the symphony concerts, the corn roast on the farm, and the fantastic community dinners each week. At the Restless Hearts Cafe, the macho Bay Wolf came to life in the form of Katie Heyman. The unforgettable impersonation by the quietest person in class, has never left us doubting again the power of her bare hands. Our class, as well, made many memories throughout the year during times we initiated our own residences, worship times, meals together, game nights, and Bible studies. Two members of our class, Stefan and Alicia, enjoyed the fellowship so much they made plans for a summer reunion by getting engaged. The gift of a Christian community here has not only been among the student body, but also between the class and the faculty. Where else do professors have students to their home for a meal? Or accept invitations to brave a student residence and diet? We've been overwhelmed with the faculty's personal interest in each of our lives, their availability to listen to us, and their wise insight in response to our struggles and stress and questions. Where else would a professor leave our class to discuss technology's relationship to science for 10 minutes and offer to get anyone a cup of coffee? We made a class pack to take him up next time, but he's far too smart to offer ever again. The Augustine faculty has been a vital part of our class's community as mentors and Christ-like models as they love and serve us, leading us to the truth. Our class doesn't take for granted the blessing we received through our time spent with each member of the faculty. Where else is a class greeted on an early Monday morning in Lingua Latina class by a professor who brought homemade raspberry jam for each student? The body of Christ at Augustine College has played a special part in each of our lives. We celebrate graduation and part ways today, but the blessings and growth we've experienced here should continue. What Christ told his disciples, he repeats today to those who claim to be his followers. To whom much was given, of him much will be required. To our Augustine professors, thank you for what you've given us. And thank you for your prayers that we would be faithful with what we received.